Have you ever wondered why some companies consistently create groundbreaking products while others struggle despite massive R&D budgets? The answer lies not in structured methodology, not random creative genius. In 101 Design Methods, Vijay Kumar reveals that successful innovation isn't magical, it's methodical. With less than 4% of innovation projects succeeding, Kumar's framework transforms the nebulous concept of innovation into a repeatable process anyone can master. Drawing from decades at IIT Institute of Design, the new Bauhaus, Kumar presents a comprehensive approach that has influenced product development across industries, from healthcare to technology. This isn't just another business book, it's a practical playbook used by professors at Stanford, Harvard, and MIT, and implemented by innovation teams at Google, Apple, and countless other organizations seeking to beat the dismal odds of innovation failure. Successful innovation stands on four fundamental principles that challenge conventional business thinking. First, innovations must center around meaningful human experiences rather than features or technologies. Netflix succeeded not because of superior streaming technology, but because it understood how people wanted to consume entertainment, on their schedule, without commercials, with binge-watching capability. Similarly, Airbnb thrived by understanding travelers' desires for authentic local experiences. Second, innovations must function as interconnected systems, not isolated products. The iPhone isn't just a phone, but a platform connecting apps, services, and users in an intricate value web. Tesla created not just electric cars, but an ecosystem, including charging stations, solar power solutions, and over-the-air updates. Third, organizations need innovation-friendly cultures where experimentation thrives and failure becomes learning. Fourth, innovation requires disciplined processes that can be learned and repeated. Companies that integrate all four pillars, like Apple, Amazon, and Toyota, consistently outperform peers in both innovation output and business results. Innovation requires balanced structure. Too much stifles creativity. Too little creates waste. Kumar's framework provides necessary scaffolding while maintaining adaptability through seven distinct modes, each with unique mindsets and objectives. The journey begins with sense intent, identifying opportunities by analyzing emerging trends and market shifts. This mode addresses where to play before what to offer by studying trends across technology, business, culture, and economics. Five key mindsets drive this mode: sensing changing conditions, visualizing patterns, foreseeing cross-domain trends, reframing problems by challenging conventions, and forming evidence-based innovation intent. Nintendo exemplified these mindsets when launching the Wii in 2006. Rather than pursuing processing power like competitors, they expanded gaming's audience with simplified interfaces that attracted diverse players from professionals to grandparents. Practical methods include buzz reports, self-generated news aggregation, popular media scans, examining cultural trends, and convergence maps, visualizing industry overlaps. Investing time in this initial mode helps organizations avoid solving the wrong problems. Early modes employ explorant, divergent thinking to gather broad information. Middle modes balance divergent and convergent thinking to refine ideas. Later modes emphasize convergent thinking for implementation. This versatile framework applies across contexts, from physical products to digital services to business models, making it valuable for all organizations seeking consistent innovation. The no context and no people modes form the research foundation of innovation, providing the understanding necessary for meaningful solutions. While sense intent scans broadly, these modes require focus and depth. No context examines the environment where innovations must operate: products, competitors, markets, and technologies. Teams study history to understand how current conditions evolved, explore cutting-edge developments to glimpse possible futures, and visualize systems to understand component relationships. Methods include publications research, eras maps, tracking contextual evolution, industry diagnostics using frameworks like Porter's Five Forces, and subject matter expert interviews. No People focuses on humans at the center of the design challenge. Teams immerse themselves in users' lives, observing everything in context, building emotional connections, and listening without judgment. Methods include field visits, ethnographic interviews, and experience simulations. For example, when studying automobile use in India, researchers discovered that unlike Americans, only 10% of Indians eat in cars. 80% display religious symbols near dashboards, and cars are common wedding presents. These insights led to innovations tailored to Indian consumers' actual behaviors and values. The Frame Insights mode transforms collected data into organized thinking, what Kumar calls cutting cubes out of fog. Researchers distill extensive research into key insights and actionable innovation principles. This analytical phase employs systems thinking to create proprietary views of challenges, pattern recognition to identify relevant patterns, and opportunity identification to create new value. Key methods include ERF systems diagrams, mapping entities, relations, attributes, and flows, user journey maps, and insights clustering. In an air travel project, students used an asymmetric clustering matrix to compare airline offerings against passenger values. The analysis revealed three higher-level clusters: feeling at home, monetary value, and efficiency. This showed passengers value experiences that feel home-like and personalized. The process typically culminates in summary frameworks that visually integrate findings and design principles that translate insights into forward-looking statements, bridging analysis and synthesis for creative exploration. The Explore Concepts and Frame Solutions modes form the creative core of innovation, connecting present understanding with future visions. These modes balance creativity with methodology to develop concepts that are both innovative and research-based. In Explore Concepts, teams generate possibilities through structured ideation. Five mindsets drive this exploration: challenging assumptions, standing in the future, exploring fringe concepts, seeking clear value, and creating future narratives. Key methods include ideation sessions using organized insights, concept-generating matrices exploring factor intersections, and concept prototypes giving tangible form to early ideas. Frame Solutions transforms these concepts into reliable, systemic solutions. Since individual concepts rarely satisfy all criteria, this mode combines compatible ideas into cohesive systems. Methods include morphological synthesis, organizing concepts under user-centered categories, concept evaluation, rating ideas by value, and solution storyboards, using sequential sketches to show how solutions work together. In an urban dating project, designers organized concepts under four main activities: preparing, finding, connecting, and follow-up. Then combined complementary concepts for different urban data types, ensuring solutions address the complete user journey rather than isolated pain points. The final mode, Realize Offerings, transforms concepts into actual products and services through systematic testing and refinement, balancing pragmatic implementation with strategic thinking to ensure market success while managing risks. Five key mindsets drive implementation: reiterating prototypes until value is clearly demonstrated, evaluating through tangible user experiences, evaluating strategies aligned with organizational goals, implementing through specific tactical steps, and communicating vision across stakeholder groups. Practical methods include strategy roadmaps, prioritizing offerings along a timeline, implementation plans, addressing organizational challenges, and pilot testing, placing solutions in real contexts at smaller scale. Tom Shoes exemplifies this approach with its Giving Pair program. Each purchase triggers a donation to a child in need, pioneering the one-for-one social enterprise model that aligns business with social impact. Innovation isn't magic, it's methodology. Kumar's structured approach helps organizations reliably produce innovations that create meaningful value, transforming innovation from an unpredictable art to a systematic science while ensuring solutions address genuine human needs within their broader contexts.